Because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right. Welcome back. Good morning. So we kicked off our show this morning talking about the power of random acts of kindness, the power both to someone who receives it, who then goes on and, you know, it becomes a contagious thing. And they, I guess that paying it forward thing, they then go on and do a similar kind of thing because they know how it made them feel. So they go do it. All right. We also know through studies how good it makes those that are doing the giving feel. And we're going to keep on this theme. We're going to keep right on this theme. Dr. Stephen Treziak, he wrote a book along with his partner, Anthony Mazzarelli. These physicians wrote this book on seven scientifically proven ways that serving others is the best medicine for yourself. In fact, the book is called Wonder Drug. It's so powerful, they call it Wonder Drug. Dr. Treziak, we want to hear about this. Tell us.
Sure. So Dr. Maz, that's my colleague and co-author, and I, we tend to look at things that are traditionally viewed through an emotional sentimental lens or a moral ethical lens, and we view them through the lens of science. And we put them under the scrutiny of science. So our new book, Wonder Drug, is a journey through the scientific evidence and a synthesis of all the data that serving others has meaningful and measurable benefits for yourself, not just your physical health and your mental health, but also your emotional health, well-being, and fulfillment, and even your professional success. And so we started our journey a few years back looking at compassion and healthcare and curating all the scientific evidence that compassion makes not just meaningful, but also measurable difference for patients and for patient care and the quality of care, but also for those who care for patients. And actually what we found is that compassion can be a potent buffer against burnout and promote resilience. And so we carry that message over because we figured this can't just be true for healthcare workers, to the general public, everybody, everywhere. That is the target audience for Wonder Drug. We present for everyone the scientific evidence that when you're other-focused rather than self-focused and serving others rather than just catering to our own needs, it fine-tunes your nervous system. It is associated with a myriad of mechanistic changes in the body and one's biology. And if sustained over time, incorporated into who we are, into our daily routine, can result in tangible benefits for all those outcome measures for health and well-being that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, and so we're all looking for those answers, but a lot of us tend to think that it's all about do unto others as you'd like them to do unto you, or it's about karma, or it's about the universe will conspire to help you address your issues and get you where you want to go, and so on and so on. But you're here to say that, you know, all those things are lovely and they sound good, make us feel good in certain circumstances, but they're really not. I mean, as you said, look, taking a look at it from a scientific basis, you know, you can beg the universe all you want to help you, but there's really more scientifically proven ways that you have to go about self-enhancement and help and so on.
The pay it forward and boomerang effect or karma, perhaps, these notions are helpful to us in that they make us feel comfortable that if we're a good person, maybe we'll have a happy and healthy life. But we don't find any scientific evidence behind any sort of reciprocity notions. What we have curated in our new work, in this project, is not something transactional, but rather something transformational. And so when you're genuinely other-focused, and the word genuinely is important because what the research also supports, and we have a whole chapter on this, is that motives matter. You actually have different effects in your body when you're doing it for truly altruistic, if you will, purposes versus some sort of like strategic helping. And so those are the ways that we have these biological changes in our body, even not just activation of the brain's reward center or release of neurotransmitters, what we call the Fantastic Four, endorphins, dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin, and fine-tuning the nervous system and the calming part of the nervous system versus the fight or flight part of the nervous system, even reducing chronic systemic inflammation, which is associated with all sorts of bad things like cardiovascular disease and even cancer, but also just not only reducing stress, but buffering the risk of stress-mediated disease. And that's perhaps one of the reasons why it is that people, and numerous studies have shown this, people who volunteer to serve others in meaningful ways, they have a longevity benefit, meaning they're more likely to live longer on average.
Right. And so what does this mean for the average person? What does this mean for the rest of us who are out there still searching for answers and finding our way? We always are every day. The reality is what I'm hearing, and I love the way you said it, it's not transactional, it's transformational. You're not making a deal with anybody. It's not like you're paying your dues. When you go out to do something good in the world, you're not paying your dues in order to get some reciprocity. Again, a word you use, which I loved. I mean, this is really about the doing itself. It's about the process and about what that process then does for you inherently, as long as you're doing it genuinely and authentically, there comes the benefit.
Well, Dr. Maz and I, we're physicians, and so what we prescribe, so to speak, for the reader is a 7-part evidence-based prescription. So grounded in bona fide scientific research published in peer-reviewed journals. But the first step of the prescription is this: start small. So you don't need a major life upheaval. You don't need to quit your job and sell all your worldly possessions and move to a third world country and start hauling water from a distant well. Rather, we can start small and just looking for all the opportunities that are around us with the people who are in our orbit every day. We don't need to change our surroundings. We need to change our experience of our surroundings and how we interact with our surroundings. So it's simple prism changes and what we call, or what researchers have previously called, a personal paradigm shift about being other-focused rather than self-focused with the people who are closest to us, those that live in our own homes and the people that work in our office and our coworkers, colleagues, friends, everybody who we meet every day. So you don't need a major life upheaval. And that's not our belief. I'm not preaching to you or anyone else. It's just what we found in going through the scientific evidence.
I know a lot of people are interested in dialing into and tuning into ways that can not only make the world a better place for others, but also for ourselves. And the beauty of what you're talking about here is that you can achieve both through the actions that you take, as long as you take them authentically and genuinely to help others. And in the process of doing that genuinely and authentically, you derive the personal benefit and get what you're looking for too, whether directly or subtly or inherently or indirectly, whatever it may be, you get the benefit that comes along with that. We appreciate your help and guidance and perspective on all this very much, Doctor. Appreciate you being on.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Once again, the book is Wonder Drug. Available, Doctor, Amazon and everywhere else where you can buy books, I'm sure.
Everywhere that books are sold.
Okay, great. Thanks for being on. Appreciate it. Well, there you have it, scientific evidence-based research that lays it out there for us. We're headed to a quick break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.